Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
So, story here from Channel 5. The Kansas City, Missouri Police Department says a front seat passenger sustained a serious, if not critical, head injury in a Tuesday night accident. Officers were alerted to the incident at 7:30 last night. They learned that a silver Ford Mustang was speeding west on Red Bridge Road when the driver made a quick left turn onto Bennington Avenue. The Kansas City, Missouri Police Department writes, for reasons unknown, the passenger in the front seat was open, or the door was open, and the passenger was not wearing a seatbelt. That passenger flew out of the Mustang, hit their head on the curb.
I said this in the newsroom. How does that happen with modern day cars and technology? And I understand clearly they are not wearing their seatbelt. Clearly. But how
even
do
even if
you
they had been, that would have been a really weird
out of a car.
You said they took an abrupt left turn.
Very abrupt.
And the door seemed to be already open.
The story does not say that the door seemed to be already open. The person flew out the right side door.
I would be willing to bet that they were trying to record a drifting video.
What?
Drifting?
Drifting. Like Tokyo? Fast and Furious 3?
Okay, you're going to have to help us.
I've seen X.
So you drive really, really fast, and then you drop a gear, and then you tap the brake, and then you pull the handbrake, and you whip the wheel to the left, and the back wheels kick out, and then you slide sideways. It's called drifting.
And how does that make the door open?
Because I bet his buddy was hanging out of the vehicle to get a video of the car drifting.
We don't know that for a fact.
Just speculating, but there really is no other legitimate explanation for why a car door was open while taking an abrupt left.
Police did say, for reasons that are not clear.
Which means they were not in pursuit.
Oh, absolutely
not. That's how I read that.
I don't think it had, I just think they don't, like, what the heck's going on? What do you call the maneuver, Sam?
Drifting. It's called drifting. It's an entire sport.
Sport,
oh, please.
Google professional drift cars, and you will find thousands of hours
the
of competition
act or
footage.
Activity of steering an automobile so it makes a controlled skid sideways through a turn with the front wheels pointed in a direction opposite of that. So, like every car chase you see in Hollywood, or where they're trying to be cool and they go, and then the car just stops and they go, yeah, what up? Like that?
Say what? Yeah, what do they say when they're done?
Yeah, what up?
Okay. Have you seen the movie Baby Driver?
Yes.
So I did see the movie.
Oh, I love
Baby
that movie.
You know when he's in the avalanche at the beginning of the movie?
Yes.
And he's going really fast one way, and then all of a sudden he's going the other way? That maneuver that he did to turn around is called drifting.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And it's very common for people to do things like that. You even see it in the videos that we get from the sideshows. The sideshows are effectively drifting in a circle, and you see people hanging out of the passenger door to get a video.
Okay, Scott and Dana, think back in the day, we would have called this fishtailing.
Okay.
Now it makes sense.
All right, I'm going to be honest. If you look this up...
And you're right, Sam. They hang out the window to film it.
People have... Yes. You will get results if you Google
drifting.
Drifting deaths. If you Google drifting deaths.
Apparently, you guys don't live your life one quarter mile at a time.
No, apparently not, Sam.
But yes, I guarantee you that's what was happening.
You know what I did the other day? This is how much I know about cars.
Aggressively pulled a chair forward and broke your finger?
I was on my way back from Manhattan, had to stop in Topeka to recharge. The place that you charge the car in Topeka happens to be in an Arby's parking lot. I'll have the 5 for 5.
You only got from Manhattan to Topeka and you had to recharge your car?
There and back. there and back.
Okay.
And so on the way back, I stop. I this is so dumb. I can't believe I'm admitting this. I plug the thing in and like, I'm like, I guess I'll go into Arby's. I'll use the restroom. I'll get a Diet Coke and I'll come back. So I'm gone maybe 6 minutes. There's another guy parked next to me. Car locks. I walk in.
Did you have the meats?
I used the restroom. I had the meats. I got some curly Q fries. Okay. Yes, I did. And then I got some Diet Coke and I'm walking out. And what I'm used to doing when I walk back to the car is unplugging the car.
Oh God.
I unplug the car. I get in the car. I sit and I start scrolling on Facebook. About 10 minutes later, I'm like looking and it still says I don't have enough battery to get home. I'm like, what in the Sam Hill's going on? Maybe the charger's not working. I get out.
You unplugged it.
I unplugged it. There was that moment where I'm like, am I being punked? Did someone unplug my car? Which, by the way, you can't do. The cars are set up so it's not, you can't just walk up and unplug a car. I get back in the car and I'm like, oh my God, I just unplugged my own car. And then sat here like an idiot in an Arby's parking lot for 9 minutes of my life that I ain't ever getting back.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much, Sam, I know about cars. So no, I don't know what drifting means.
You do have to plug it in for it to charge.
Yeah, I do now know that and recognize that.
Let me address this because we've gotten two or three texts about this. It is amazing how clueless the two of you are sometimes. Let me explain this to you, 4494. The fact that I don't know what drifting is not an insult to me. The fact that Sam had to explain to me this idiotic, moronic, stupid trend says that I'm living a normal life, or as close to normal as you can get. The fact that I don't know what drifting is, if you think you're insulting me, you are not. I'm glad that I don't know what drifting is, because here's why. It means that I've never done it. My kids have never done it.
That is the better analogy. Because can you imagine a 51-year-old driver in probably a Jeep drifting in Kansas City? They would be like, call the media. You're not going to believe what just happened.
Can you imagine Dana?
Marge here just thought she'd go drifting because she saw Baby Driver about 6 years ago.
Can you imagine if Dana and I leave work tonight? And she says, get in the Tesla.
Pretty sure she was cranking Elton John when it happened.
I need you to get in the Tesla now. And I get in the right side of the car. All right? And we're driving down Shawnee Mission Parkway going 50 miles an hour. And we get over by, let's say, Neiman. And the left turn green arrow is on.
Yeah, you want to go to QT.
No. And Dana says, grab your phone and lean out the window. I'm about to drift. And I need you to film it. The fact that I don't know what the Tokyo Drift is.
Gold star for you.
Is good for me.
By the way, it's also prominently featured in the Cars movie. Turn right, go left.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not into animation. My kids are 25.
You should be. You should be. Have you not watched Up yet?
Came out.
No. Dana.
Scott,
I re-gifted it.
Will you please grab your daughters, grab tea, and watch that movie? You will call me when it's over, and you'll say, thank you. I cannot believe I waited this long to have that movie in my life.
Also, you can't drift a Tesla. It's an all-wheel drive.
Sam,
I can't charge a Tesla, and all you have to do is stick it in.
Excuse me?
Saving that one.
That's what I've heard. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.